Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. This morning I wanted to talk a little bit about depression. Depression is such a hard path. It really is. For me, depression is the experience of darkness in the body, in the mind. And often when I listen to teachers talk, meditation teachers, I think they don't understand how hard it is. It seems so simple or so direct to put your attention back on your breath, and all I can hear a story in my head sometimes of it's so easy for them, and it's not easy for me. You might have a similar experience as I do. So what I want to say, I want to share with you some of the little gems that I've found. When you're really suffering, it can be helpful to remember that you're not in charge. That your efforts are not actually, in the end, what can free you from the destructive pattern of thinking. You can use your energy to surround yourself with softness. Softness is going for a walk, taking a bath, doing the things that help you feel taken care of. Depression is like a storm. You could say it's like a cold. It's an unwellness that blows in. And your only job is to take good care of yourself while you're experiencing it. Tip number two. Do not dwell in darkness. What I mean by that is I notice in my mind when depression is at its worst, anger, rumination, worry, self-blame, those little directives want to take my attention. Those little paths call with a blaring siren sound. Again, so human to begin to walk down one of those paths. But once you become aware that you have done so, come back as best you can to the moment and be so gentle with yourself about the as best you can. As best you can might be to feel the pressure in your feet as you stand up. As best you can might be to put on some music and see how long you can follow the melody. As best you can might be to sit in the sun and notice the warmth on your skin. Nobody knows what it's like to be you inside your body. Nobody knows what it's like to have your mind. No one is walking the path that you're walking but you. If there isn't a tremendous amount of compassion for yourself, then you know depression is speaking, and it is not the way. It is not wisdom. Because wisdom is always saying to you, you are enough. This too shall pass. I know you don't feel well now. But there will be a time when you are touched again by the light. There will be a time or a moment when it's easier. And even here in this place, you are still in the fold of love. You are still loved. You are as beautiful in this moment as you have ever been. And nothing can tarnish the beauty of what you are. I'm so happy that I am here with you in this moment, in this way. May you be well. Until next time.